Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry.
to Spencer Addison. I did come up to talk on Friday night. I just thought we could talk about the pre-Emmy nods. And now, oh my God, thank everyone for coming in the room. I'm going to be bringing Allie on first. Hey, Al.
Hello.
Hello. So, yeah. So tonight's going to be a really good show. And I think, we have another caller too. And Terry will be calling in, you guys, sometime during the show. So I'm going to bring on, I think, Ice File. Hello? Hello? 719, you're on the air. Okay. Okay, 719. I will try and bring you on again. 719? 719, are you on? Okay, let's see. So, Al, what do you think of the things today? The list.
Well, the list has, they left a lot of people out. They put in, I really don't think that he should be put on any list if you can't figure out what story they was in the last year.
Yes.
There's a lot of pointless names, especially for General Hospital.
What?
I saw your
special United case.
Just
be a phone. Hello? Yeah, you're on with us.
Neil Neal's before God can stand before anyone that I retweet.
April?
Oh, okay. What? I'm on?
I smile. Oh, you're on with us.
Oh, I'm on? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, that was funny.
So, yeah, we are talking about the prenom, and I'm just going to say we lucked out a lot of good people.
Kimberly McCullough?
Yep.
And Rebecca. I didn't expect Becky to get one since she mentioned something about them not voting her in or something, but I'm shocked Kimberly didn't get anything.
Right.
And, Jason Thompson definitely deserves it, but he doesn't deserve it if she didn't get it. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I was just saying, a lot of people got nominated that I can't even remember what kind of story they actually had to get nominated.
Yeah, I can think of one actress.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all know who it is.
Yeah, of course. And I love Ricky Golden. I really love Ricky Golden, but I didn't see a story that he should have gotten either.
No. Yeah.
No, true, but I was happy to see Laura White on the list. I'm sorry, but Laura does deserve to be on there, but KM needs to be off the fucking list.
Yeah, I was really happy with All My Children, but I was really happy with One Life to Live too. But I don't see why Florencia didn't get anything at all.
That's what I was wondering. I couldn't believe that she wasn't nominated.
Okay, who was I know I saw the list today, but who was nominated on All My Children again?
For what?
Supporting and lead.
And girls or guys?
For girls.
Girls? Supporting, did you say? Supporting with Chrishell Stouse and Missy Egan.
You know what? I love those two. And you know,
I do too.
I mean, I do too.
I'm glad I don't have to choose between those two.
Didn't Alicia
Mendez
get nominated for lead?
Who'd you ask about?
Alicia Mendez.
Yeah, Rebecca, Alicia, and Debbie. I think
Alicia and Debbie definitely deserve it. Yeah. I just got the list right up now. You know, I have the opportunity, but I was not on anymore. Mara West and Colleen Zinicki. And Bird and the Beautiful, 1-2. Susan Flannery and Catherine Kelly Lang. Dear Liberal Life, 1-2. Hope and Sammy. With, you know what? I agree, Sammy did have a good year, and so did Hope. ABC, I only agree with one name. One Life to Live, I'm glad to see Cassie DePaiva on the list. For the lead actors categories, All My Children, Ricky, Paul Gordon, I can see why. You know, I
he
think
can,
he does
I can, and I love him.
Yeah, me too. Michael E. Knight, I think, is about damn time. As the Platoons, Von Lindstrom and Michael Park, which I like, but I love Michael Park. Bird and the Beautiful, Don DeMond, Zach Wagner, Dean of a Life, Pierre Wecker, which I agree. Eze DeMille, well, I don't like Eze DeMille, so I'm not going to agree with that. For ZH, Sunny, and Jason, One Life to Live, is Trent and Bo, Ryan Allen, Jack and Michael, for supporting for AMC, like you said, Andy and Amanda. For As the Returns, Cherry, well, Katie, Molly, and Lily Pinson, for Bird and the Beautiful, Amber and Katie Logan, Days of Our Life, Chloe Lane and Nicole Walker, Zeno Hospital, Lily and Alexis. I was really surprised not to see Kristen Stones off the list. One Life to Live, Robin Strasser B. Williamson, Young and the Rest of This Made Me Happy. Trisha Cass, Victoria Newman, Chloe Mitchell, Outstanding Supporting Actor, Frankie and Zayaga for AMC, for As the Bird Tunes, Henry and Dr. Reed got it, The Bird and the Beautiful, Patrick Duffy, I love, Rick Hurst got it, Days of a Life, Daniel Zone, Philip Kirakis, Zeno Hospital, Lucky Spencer, and Patrick Drake. I could go without the Zay Gant. And I don't know what really Patrick did last year. One Life to Live, Sally and Brody, The Young and the Restless, Paul, Williams, and Bill Abbott. So what do you guys think of about that so far?
Okay, you said that you can see how Ricky got it, right?
Yep.
How do you see that? Because I love him, and I don't see that at all.
I guess for me, if I look on, like, all the AMC people, I just thought, you know, he, you know, I thought he was good this year, but that is just, you know, my opinion. I could be lacking something.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
I thought to see Scott Clifton's name up for younger actor, I think.
Yeah, younger actor, younger actress, Brittany Allen, Marissa, and Colby. Steph for CBS, Steffi and Hope for Days of Our Life, which I'm glad they did this. Melody and Stephanie, I agree. For Zeno Hospital, I agree with Lexi and Molly. One Life to Live, I agree with. Good. Stone Name is finally on there. Good job. Langston for Lionel. There's only one. Zena Hucken for the younger actor. All My Children Finn as the Witching Poker. The Bored and Beautiful Scott Clifton. And Zach Conroy for Days of Our Life. Sad, and then the guy that played Will Houghton. Zeno Hostel, I was happy about. Sad Drew and Nathan Poston. Got it, and One Life to Live, Eddie and Phil got it. So I have all those. Who can you guys agree on, and who do you guys agree on?
Let me see. I love that Scott Clifton was nominated. I think he is a great actor. Of course, I don't know how he's been doing on B&B because I don't watch it, but I don't know. I agree with the pairings for General Hospital for Lexi and Haley. I don't know who... I can't say that who should win, but, I mean, between the two categories, because usually they only submit two unless there's a tie, or they only submit one for the actual one unless there's a tie.
Yeah, I do think Michael and Issa both have a good deal. I mean, Michael for, like, the prison story, Ethan for, you know, the whole Christina thing where he was involved in. I think he did a great job.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
So
I think that younger category is going to be tough.
Definitely.
Yep. Yeah, I mean...
Although, not with All My Children. Younger category with All My Children, I don't think that's going to be too much competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot. You know, Lexi did a great job in the, abuse storyline. I was surprised to see Nancy LeGrand's name on there. I mean... Yes, she did a great job killing Kiefer, but, I mean, that was she nominated for me because she had not been on a lot this year.
I don't understand why Julie Marie Berman is on there.
Thank you.
Wait, her name?
Julie Marie Berman, the girl who keeps robbing
Kirsten
Storms.
Well, you see, I thought Kristen Stone's name would be on there, but, you know, so you don't like Julie Berman, or?
No, I like Julie Marie Berman. I just don't see what story she had that could possibly translate to an Emmy prenom.
I kind of agree with you.
I agree.
Especially when she, when Kirsten Storms was robbed of her 2007 Georgie death scene.
Yep, she was. Yep, she totally was. I mean, but.
And furthermore, like, Julie Marie Berman over Kimberly McCullough. I'm just not grasping that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. What had Nancy done? You know who I'm upset? I bet you guys all can guess one name. I'm upset that did not make the cut.
We already know.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Bradford, you know people, this is wrong. This is a travesty. I can say this because it's my own soul. Come on, people. Bradford deserved one. You know, come on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this... Yeah, I think Breakfast of God. And, you know, I was surprised that Anthony gave name. I do not, was not up there because the name is usually, you know.
Yeah, that was shocking. He's usually always on it.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm glad Steve got it.
Yeah, I'm really glad both Missy and Jacob got it because they both did a phenomenal job in that scene there.
Yeah, they have, and did, you know, I'm hoping, I mean, I love Amanda. So I'm just, you know, I'm glad her name is on there.
Me too, I love her.
Sorry, Mama.
And Debbie, what? Definitely Debbie. Debbie definitely deserves that award.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw in the chat room, somebody was talking about, let's see, Sahara 89. She said something about, she said she hopes she can express her happiness about Becky staying without getting into trouble. Somebody tweeted that. Who was that?
Gary said that.
No.
Hmm?
What?
Dallas asked who said that.
Oh, Gary Dallas said that? Yeah, well, she said she, who said that? Well, I don't know then because, I saw that on Twitter earlier today, and I'm like, oh, she would get in trouble for expressing her happy opinion about Becky Stein. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Nancy said that? Huh.
So Nancy Legron said that?
Yes.
On Twitter? Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
For the person who is usually open-minded and doesn't usually care what the other people think, that's just kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. That was weird.
I mean,
you know,
talking about football politics and everything, and yet she attacks all these political figures pretty much, but yet she won't say that she's really happy for Becky.
Yeah, I know. I really never get it. I mean,
that's just weird.
I mean, when it comes to politics, she says every politicky thingy.
Maybe this is dirtier than politics.
Maybe.
Come on, it's Brian Fond. I mean, okay, I better not say, okay, fine, I'm going to say that. But, Fond, you know, you really, you know, like this whole Fond, gets into a, you know, like this whole Fond, you know, pays for this decision because, you know, I hated how ABC backtracked this week about it.
He should have been gone after the Kathy Breyer stuff. They should have fired him.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I just think it's so, that, you know, if anyone else in America said that about Kathleen Bio or anyone, they would have got fired on the spot. But if Fonz got away with that Kathleen Bio comment with that, I will never understand how he got away with it because if I was Kathy Bio, I would have sued you last.
I agree.
definitely.
Oh, yeah, look what happened to Ingo when he expressed his feeling about Becky getting fired. What happened with Ingo?
He's just not going to be on as much, right?
Right. He was taken down.
Yeah. Speaking of
mine. But I don't think people should be blaming Becky for this. I mean,
None of what happens to anybody is Becky's fault. It's Fonz's
no.
or Guzzo's or Sweeney's or Iger's. Becky doesn't control anything.
No, and I totally
yeah, I mean,
agree. I think everybody just wanted, you know, to get on the bandwagon or whatever. And, of course, you know, the other fans wanted to start more trouble saying that, you know, Becky caused
mm-hmm.
it. But that's not the truth, and we all know it. He has been
talking because it wasn't budget.
He has been talking about for weeks or a couple of months probably that, you know, he might be not being on as much. And he even,
exactly.
I think he even tweeted that that whenever Carly asked Jax for a divorce or whatever, you know, he even said that that was probably going to be the last of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken. I think he was saying that.
You know, I mean, he's been, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm sad that Ingo might be going, but I was never a Carly and Jax fan, so, you know, no, I mean, I'm sad that, you know, he's leaving,
I love
but,
Carly and I love Jax, I just don't love them together.
Exactly, I mean, you know, I mean, he did not, you know, Jerry over Carly. And, you know, Carly did not want Sonny or Jason to kill Jerry because of that. Carly and Sean, well, I haven't seen anything this week, you guys, so I will look for that. And, you know, I mean, I think Carly needs a new guy. Oh, Carly, yeah, well, no, I'm not going to say what I was going to say because, you know, I'm glad Brenna and Sunny are together. But I've been torn for ever since this whole story because I was a Sunny and Brenna couple back in the day, but I was also a Carly and Sunny fan, so that has been hard for me. Oh, and did any of you had to send your Twitter password today? Did anyone have to? Because they Twitter asked me to send mine. For some weird reason. Let's see. We don't have anyone on the front line yet. But if you guys want to call and express your outrage over the prenup or anything, call 347-850-8721. And I'm thinking that we are going to have this after dark, like, maybe once a month on a Friday. Is not having a Monday, so we will have a Friday, so. So I'm thinking about doing that, people. Twitter me, Facebook me, tell me what you guys think. And, yeah.
Cool.
I think that's good.
Yes. So, from what I hear, Brenna did not die, right? But Can we please Sam did?
I didn't think she was ever going to die.
No. Sam was in the car, but she's probably alive.
God, you did not
answer
my prayers.
She lost her hearing or something.
Well, that's good. Then we don't have to hear her whining voice for 2 days.
Or because she can't hear,
she'll whine more.
But a lot. Yeah. And she'll make it louder.
Aww.
You just took the great thing out of that. Thanks. Man, I was looking forward to Sam shutting up.
Well, I think he does, but, I mean, if I went deaf, I'd probably scream louder so people could hear me since I couldn't hear myself.
Yeah, I understand. Damn you.
But, I think today's scenes, Kimberly and Maurice and Ingo rocked those scenes for sure.
I haven't watched.
Yeah.
I've been sleeping.
You know, I just think that, you know, it would be, like, really cool if, you know, if they were ever to kill her off, just do it in, the best death ever. I mean, I want
so
a good death scene. You know, I mean,
make it really brutal and violent.
Yeah, I mean,
from Jason.
You know,
that would be great.
Poor Jason. If we were running the show, we would have him witness Sam's death right in front of him.
Yeah, we would.
Wouldn't it be awesome? I just had this thought pop into my head. Wouldn't it be awesome if, like, Sam had betrayed the organization and, like, Sunny tells Jason, you have to kill her?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Wouldn't that be so good?
That would be great. Jason cannot choose her over Sunny.
Exactly. That would be really. That would be really nice if that actually happened.
I just think that it would be a great thing for Kelly Monaco. It would be a good storyline for her to do. And it would be a great storyline for Steve and for Jason.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
And after she dies, he can go, you know, then can find him on the docks. Him saying, and then they would go, where's Sam? Oh, she's not around anymore.
I think he would be a little bit more grief-stricken than that. I think he would have a lot of guilt that he would need to work through, but Elizabeth could help him through that. She could be like, well, you know, you need to protect Sunny, and Sam knew that you would have to protect Sunny and the organization. She knew what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That would be awesome. Boy, I'm just good. I'm a good little thinker there.
Go write up a fanfic of it.
I'm not a good writer.
Oh, speaking of Steve. Dad goes in the room. Speaking of Steve, why in the hell doesn't he treat anymore? That's what I want to know, too.
I don't know. Maybe he's busy.
I think he's busy.
He's got, like, HGH, and they have them on like every day. You've got the Port Chuck band. Yeah, it's probably both.
I'd say it's a little bit of everything. He's probably busy with the whole tour thing for Port Chuck. He probably doesn't want to get in trouble.
He still wants to have time with his family, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, my ear infection is going down, you guys. I just want to say amoxicillin. What I'm taking is my little fun. But when you guys take antibiotics, remember to take the whole pill. And if you ever take painkillers, remember, people, when it says as needed, it doesn't really mean as needed. Because people, I know, no offense, too good, as needed, well, it was like every 2 or 3 hours and bad stuff could happen.
What the hell happened?
Oh, and people, do not get caught talking on your cell phone, because the ticket is a big ticket.
Oh, and also for people who need to know there, for, like, if you're taking antibiotics and you are on the pill, the birth control pill, it will affect, it won't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you're on the pill, and you're taking an antibiotic, still take the pill, just use condom also.
Wow.
Just a little known fact for you. I've known many people who have gotten pregnant because of this.
Well, but I think it's stupid to, like, you know, if people are talking on their cell phone and the bill is like $20, but all the code fees is like $148. I think that is wrong, people.
I agree.
Uh-huh.
Especially when you...
Sorry,
Especially if you are half of the reason why someone got the ticket. That's all I'm saying.
Carrie got the ticket because of you?
Okay. He's going to kill me later, so... we were talking. And then, the next thing I knew, he goes, damn nigga.
You
are so confident. He said, damn chicken. And he was like, always looking around. So I thought, okay, what's in my accident? It was in giving. But you guys, it wasn't giving. I have to call them tonight. I miss Terry.
Yeah. But. Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
So I'm the reason.
You're the reason.
No, yeah. Have you guys ever got a speeding ticket or anything?
Not yet.
No.
I just got my license when I was 19, so I don't have too long of a haul there.
My brother got one when,
like,
5 days after he started driving.
Yeah, my brother got, my little brother got a speeding ticket for going, what, it was 35 in a place, and he was going, like, 60. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. And it was, like, the day he got his license.
Wow.
Terrific.
Yeah. That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. And my mom's car, no less. So, my mom was
what
perfect.
What did you say about your mom?
It was in her car.
Oh, I bet she wasn't happy.
He took her Jeep to go down to see his girlfriend, and he knew that there was a speed trap there, but he didn't pay any attention to how fast he was going. So the day he got his license, it wasn't even 3 hours later, he went and got his first speeding ticket.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. My mom was pissed.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can see why she was pissed. Because that is kind of bad. I mean, that is bad, 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 bad. So anyone in the room have any really good stories? Hi, Jake and Lady.
Who's in the room?
What magazine are we talking about? Is Becky in another magazine this week, or what?
Oh, is Becky going to be on Twitter this week?
Didn't somebody say Saturday, that tomorrow?
Saturday is going to be on Twitter, on Michael's. We're all trying to get room, though.
Speaking of One Life to Live, wait, Natalie and Dawn broke up?
Yeah.
They did? I mean, I realized that, but I haven't watched it in a month.
Fucking shit. People, that is not nice. That is not nice, people.
Well, they've gotten together. They've gotten back together repeatedly, so I'm just going to hope they do again.
I want... So, Becky has pink eye. Oh, my God, I had pink eye once. And I look pretty ugly having pink eye, so I feel sorry for Becky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Foster 89 goes, what is this? What is this, like, test round 332556? Oh, and Becky and Michael, if you're ever listening, you're welcome and come on anytime. You guys have an open invitation. And, yeah.
And they have an open invitation to the rant room.
Yes, and if anyone is not on the rant room yet, Twitter page, you need to start following Allie, because Allie so is funny too, and so you guys will be following her too.
Yep.
And last night it was 19 degrees, and so I'm against the cold weather now. And we are supposed to have snow again by Sunday.
I hate cold weather. We get it so much.
I know. Well, yes. And well,
21 with the wind chill of 8.
Yeah, okay, you guys, by the way, I'm on the Vinaya Bake Shop website that Lily Burton's brother does, and I'm looking at all the... yeah, it's called Vinaya Bake Shop. And I'm like looking at all their desserts, and I think we need to order some Al.
What?
Because they look really, really good. Their cupcakes.
Oh my god.
Look really amazing. Their cupcakes look so amazing.
Do they?
The Vanilla Bake Shop that Lily Berman's brother does. Oh, and guess how much their wedding cake sold at?
How much?
$400.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
I was just looking at... And, Lily Berman's brother cakes and cupcakes, and if you got married and got a cake, it costs $400.
Wow. Well, I won't be getting a cake from him.
Definitely not.
Well,
Not that I'm getting married anytime soon.
Is that the place where Julie and Dominic had all those photos with the cupcakes, or is that somewhere else?
I'm wondering. No, I think Sprinkles did those. They had the Lante cupcakes.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that was at Sprinkles, but I might be wrong.
I think you're right. When I go to LA, I told Terry I want to go to Sprinkles. And I want to go to In-N-Out Burger. Yes. And I already went to my favorite place the other night, so I was very sad. April, do you like Olive Garden?
Favorite restaurant in the world.
Gosh, no wonder we are really good friends, because, yes. And what is
well,
your
I'm like a quarter Italian, so.
What?
What is your favorite meal, though?
I can't really say. I try to get a different dish every time I go.
You need to try a new one called...
It's got the pear and gorgonzola.
Yes. Oh, my God, that is so good.
What is it?
It's the pear gorgonzola ravioli. Oh, my God, it is like heaven.
Okay. And what's it have in it? Besides
gorgonzola,
obviously.
And pears. And on top of it is shrimp. And it's this gubastonic vinegar sauce. God, I died and went to heaven.
Okay, I'll have to try to keep that in mind next time I go.
I got that new... I got that new Parmesan encrusted, the biscotta thing. It's the steak with the Parmesan crust on top. Oh my gosh, that was really good.
Sounds really good.
Guys, have you tried their donuts? They have these donuts there.
Donuts?
And I don't know. I don't know why. Okay, I know. I'm being mean.
Have you tried the tiramisu?
Yes.
That is like my favorite dessert of all time.
Man, there are too many favorite desserts, but I love, they're not Italian at all.
Oh, yeah, Drake and Lady.
I love pineapple whips.
Drake and Lady went out on Monday and got the lemon cake. I've never had the lemon cake.
I don't like lemon cake
too well. I did get that the three little mini desserts.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh my gosh. I got the I got the limoncello mousse, which was really, really good. And the strawberry and white chocolate cake. Which was all right.
Man.
I didn't like it too well. But then I got the amaretto tiramisu, and oh my God, that was to die for.
Well, yeah, I mean, but everything there is always so good.
I like two or three desserts that I got.
Olive Garden has like the best salad, even.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but
I love their salad.
I can eat the breadsticks, and I'm like a happy person. I mean, like, they ask me, oh, did you want any more breadsticks? I'm like, yeah, you can just bring, like, 3 dozen baskets over here. Thank you very much. I actually said that.
I'll tell you I had always, for salad, for me, had always been only lettuce, some cheese, and, like, ranch dressing for the longest time. My mom took me to the Olive Garden, and I tried it with the house dressing, and, oh, my gosh, I fell in love. And I finally vegetables with the salad dressing and everything. So now, like, I don't even do any ranch dressing at all. I always have vinaigrette dressing or whatever.
Yeah, I always get Italian.
Yeah, and I've bought their, I love their dressing that they have at Olive Garden. I've actually bought it before.
Really?
You can buy it?
Haven't you seen the huge bottles?
Yeah, like in the front, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And said like a lot of like I get like the to go, the carry out thing, and I always get the salad, and even for one person, oh my gosh, that salad was huge. And then you get a tub of their dressing with it to mix it on its own. Oh, it was so good.
And you know the Parmesan seeds that they put on, like, the salad and the pasta, that's really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, my favorite person is listening live. I mean, listening to us, and we are making her hungry.
To Terry?
Yeah. See,
listening...
And we are making her hungry.
Well, she needs to get her ass on here to talk.
I know.
She's
I do that.
Hungry.
What was I? You know, yeah, I mean, I'd rather go to Olive Garden than anywhere else ever because at least Olive Garden, you know what you're getting and you know you won't get food poisoning.
Yep.
That's true.
Exactly.
Oh, they were talking about One Life in the Room, and I prefer Kelly with Zoe. I kind of was preferring Rex and Kelly. I thought Rex and Kelly. What?
No.
Why not? They're cute.
Yeah, they are cute.
Kelly and Joey. I like Kelly and Joey.
Well, we like Rex and Kelly.
Joey is like the...
We like Rex and Kelly.
He needs Kelly to keep his eyes open.
I like Kelly and Kevin, Kelly and Joey, Kelly and Rex, Kelly and Cutter. I like her with everybody.
I like Kelly and Joey.
With Kevin.
I like Rex and Gigi. I want them to stay together. They need to hold down the fort.
Well,
I just think
somebody's going to Olive Garden now.
Well, yeah. Olive Garden is only here open for another 2 hours here, people.
Oh my god, okay.
What was I going to say? Oh no, okay, fine. But on AMC, I just want Vega and Amanda to be happy. That's all I want, AMC.
Me too. That's why I'm not watching it, because I know Annie's not coming back anytime soon.
Yay! Terry's on! Yay!
Yay!
Hello?
Terry!
Hello?
What's up?
I have been on. Yeah. I've been listening to you guys for the last hour. I've been sitting in the hospital room with my niece and my dad listening to you guys. I've been laughing. She told my freaking story about my chicken, and I was laughing. And my niece
was looking at me
like, what are you laughing about? And I go, I'm just laughing because somebody's telling my story about my ticket. my dad, like, oh, laughing. You guys were talking about, like, cupcakes and cakes, and I'm, like, telling Tammy, where's there, like, the sprinkles at around here and stuff, and I was like, you guys are making me hungry and everything. And then my dad just got his breathing treatment. I go, Tammy, maybe we should go now. It was, like, 5 minutes left until visiting hours are over and all that. And I felt so sad leaving him, seeing over his mouth, you know. It's like, I go, Dad, we'll be back tomorrow. So, and then there was a guy that came in as we were sitting there, and he was all talking, and he goes, I'm just coming off of a high and all that. If I act really crazy, it's because of that. And he's like, Miss Marijuana and 7M. He's like, I'm bipolar, if you know what that means. And we're like, yeah, we know what that means. So it was trying to make, I was making conversation, and especially to my niece, Tammy. She's like 22, and it was like all talking to her. And I could tell she really didn't want to, like, talk to him or whatever. And then he kept interrupting. He's like, oh, sorry, because my dad was trying to sleep. He's like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean, you know, and interrupt anything or whatever. So it's so loud in the hospital. He tries to sleep, and then he gets woken up by people. And then I walked in the hospital room, and I go, hey, Tammy. And then she's like, shh. And he was sleeping, and then I sat there, and then he finally woke up. And then I was going to go to the bathroom. And all of a sudden, I saw my mom walking down the hallway, and I stopped in my dead tracks because my mom was there. I'm kidding. And then the security people come by the room, and he's like, are you with the whole one family? And we're like, yeah, he's like, only two visitors at a time. And we're like, oh, okay, yeah. And so basically one of us got to get kicked out of this. So my mom decided to leave because she wasn't going to stay that long anyway. And that was the first time that's happened because me and my nieces were there the other night, and there was no problem with that.
Oh, God, that is so stupid.
Yeah, and so they're kicking us out and everything. And And so I decided to call you guys and just listen in. You know, and I was telling Tammy, oh, I'm just listening in. Give me something to do, you know. Because the TV was on and the new patient didn't want the TV on. He turned it off or something, so.
Mm.
That was my wonderful night.
I do feel bad about your ticket.
I heard you talking. I heard you saying, oh, you don't want to get a ticket while being on the phone. And I knew where that conversation was going, and I'm sitting there on the phone, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's telling my story now on the phone, on the air.
Right,
and she's telling this when she knows I'm on the air, and she goes, I don't know if I should be daily saying this. I'll probably get killed or something. I was right behind me. I hear the sirens going and behind me, and it was like behind me. It was behind me. It was following me, and I knew it was for me. And I'm like, oh damn, ticket! And I hung up. Well, of course I had to hang up. I wasn't gonna be on the phone. And the funny thing was, he was still behind me when I was going down the street. And I was like, just what I needed to get another ticket when I'm speeding down. I always be careful driving down the street. Just what I need to get a ticket while speeding down a residential area, too. And then I put my phone on, but I put it on speaker.
Oh, that's so funny.
Did you watch Vampire Diaries?
No, I haven't watched it, so don't tell me anything.
It's actually pretty good and all that.
Me.
Catherine's in it, so you know that. I'm not going to say anything. It's good, but it's not coming back until April.
That's what I said.
Sorry, but they did show previews, but it's not coming back till April. So, yeah, I'm
damn
sure.
It.
I should go get an ice cream or something.
I just got on Twitter, and Nancy Lee Grahn posted this, like, 8 minutes ago. It says, clever synergy kind of thing with Franco. And it's having to attend a big event, in quotations. She says, I believe Mr. Franz came up with that one. Good one, Brian. I'm like, come on. Please. Stupid.
Hey, Mexico. Stop asking me who got blown up. It's a cliffhanger last Monday.
Yeah.
Sunny and Brenda fan, and I wasn't the Lily fan from what I've seen of her.
Oh my God, Jillian, hang up.
I still don't think they should have recreated the scene exactly. They even had Jack do it. I'm not saying that as a Lily fan because I'm not a Lily fan, but I'm just saying.
I was not a Lily fan at all. But when Lily got blew up, I kind of feel sorry for
Monkey. Oh, my gosh. Monkey. Okay, Monica, this girl on Twitter, she might even be in the room. She is.
What happened?
Twitter was so funny. It says, Dear GH, you hint at Sam dying. Fuck you for toying with my emotions.
Shit.
I love that. I'm retweeting it.
I'm fucking shit.
Hey, Kale, why didn't you hang up really quick and then call back in?
I was calling my niece. I was calling my niece Tanya to see if she wanted me to get her an ice cream, but she's not answering her phone.
So what kind of ice cream are you getting?
I don't know. I'm just like, I've been having a very bad week, so I need something to do, to get something to distress myself, you know? So I don't know what kind I'm going to get. If I'll get a discount or something. So if you hear me in the drive-thru, I'm getting an ice cream.
I don't know what I want. Damn shit.
You know, I have five wisdom teeth pulled out.
Let's see. Yeah, can you give me a regular dip cone? That's it.
And a half a Sunday. Oh, God. Oh, shoot. I need to have my damn purse. Fucking shit.
What?
Oh, damn it. I left my purse at home.
Never mind. Oh, God. Great. Hold on, you guys. I'm going to mute you.
Damn it. Oh, my God. Wait. They're letting me drive you without a license.
Oh, they're making me ice cream too. Oh, damn it. Fuck.
And they make you pay. Get it and you will go back and pay.
Some blonde I am. Damn it.
They're all making the damn thing.
You don't have what, change in the car?
No, I thought I had my purse. I remembered I didn't bring my purse. Oh, shoot. Damn it.
Oh, God. Hold on. I'm going to meet you guys.
You know what? I'm so sorry. I left my purse at home. I'm just coming from the hospital. I thought I had a purse. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Okay. Sorry about that.
I feel like I'm...
Oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. See what happens when you have stuff on your mind? I totally left my purse at home. I intended to leave my purse at home. Damn it. Damn it, fucking Terry.
We are laughing at you, Terry.
I had a good week at all. Isn't something going to go right for me? I literally feel like I'm going to cry right now. Oh, my God.
Okay, do not cry.
I was late in the hospital. I almost started to cry because I don't like my dad, like, seeing him like that, you know, and it's sad. And, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh. It's like, and the nurses, I don't know. It's like, are they really taking care of him or they're just whatever, you know? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I mention that hospital, people are like, their jaw drops because they're like, that's not a very good hospital at all. It was only close to hospital. I should have had him gone to Downey Regional. I feel so bad. I just wasted his damn cone and the ice cream. Shit.
Motherfucker, I'm sorry to help you.
Oh, God, I was like, oh, my God, wait a minute. My purse is not even in here. Damn it. She has ice cream all ready to go and everything. Fuck, and it was a good ice cream. It looked really good enough to eat. Because after you've been talking about cake and whatever and an Olive Garden and stuff, you needed something great to eat. Maybe you should just go home and eat a piece of apple pie. How stupid was I to do that?
Wait, you didn't have any quarters in the car or anything?
I don't have any. Well, I know to do that now, to leave change in my car. No, I was left today, I guess because I'm so used to having my purse on me, but I was leaving for the hospital about, I don't know what time I left, and I go, I'm just going to leave my purse here, because that's the only place I was going to, and I don't think, I didn't, you know, I'm not going to get a ticket or anything, I've learned my lesson, so, you know, but I can't believe I forgot that I left it. I should have figured it out before I ordered. I kind of totally just took off and not tell her, but I wanted just to say that I'm so sorry. But did you guys hear me? Did I have to mute when I said that, or did you hear me when I say that?
I heard everything.
Oh, my God. I wanted to mute you when I said that. Shit. Oh, my God.
You heard it.
Damn it. Well, maybe I'll go somewhere else. I'll get my purse and I'll go somewhere else. And maybe ask Tanya if she wants something. Because she wants a Cold Stone last
night. But you know what? When I was down at Round Table, there was a lady that forgot her purse, and I just rang her up and she went home and got it.
Yeah, but you're talking about ice cream. That thing's going to melt by the time I get my purse, and even though it's just down the road, you know, it's going to melt. Well, maybe it was God's intervening there. Maybe he said they don't need it. Okay.
Maybe it just means that you need to go to somewhere else to eat it.
I know. It's wet and rainy here, too. So maybe I should, you know, somebody could have taken the fucking trash up on the damn thing. Damn it. Fucking shit.
All right.
I need something to go right.
I'm going to get off of here. And go back to sleep. I should also get off here and go back to sleep.
Shit.
Okay, well.
God.
Okay.
God.
We talk to you on Monday. Well, I'll be back here on After Dark Monday.
I was calling you, but you were texting me, telling me what was going on, so I didn't click over because I knew you were going to come right home.
She knew it.
Okay, so Allie, you're leaving me? Okay.
Yep. Terry, is she still there?
Yep.
Yeah, I had the ice cream already going and everything. And
you
went into the drive-thru and I ordered it, and I realized after I ordered it that I didn't have my purse on me. And then they're making it, and the window wasn't open. I was going to tell them before they made it, and then she comes to the window, and I go, oh, I'm so sorry, I don't have my purse on me. And I didn't have any changes. I was calling to see if you wanted an ice cream. It was a good thing that you didn't answer because I would have double ordered something, you know? Oh, and Grandpa didn't want the chicken, so I decided to bring it home. Yeah. Yeah, we kept the banana there, and he was getting his treatment.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
No doctors came. Nobody really knows what's going on over there, so I don't...
You should mute her, Carly.
What?
I said you should just mute her.
Why? It's funny.
Terry, are you there? Yoo-hoo, Terry.
She muted us.
No.
Oh, well, maybe she did.
Terry, we can hear every word. Did you mute her?
What?
Did you mute her?
No. But now we cannot hear her.
Maybe she muted herself. Maybe she finally heard me.
Okay, people, we have 15 more minutes.
Night.
So, Allie, are you going in bed?
I am going to bed. It is after 11 o'clock here. I got to go to sleep some more.
Okay, and remember, behave yourself.
I will. Night.
Okay, April, is this me and you and the muted Terry?
Okay.
So, So, yeah, I have not watched any of the soaps this week.
Yeah.
I just watched them all on Sunday, like all in a big, like all in a big thing.
I am about a month behind on All My Children and One Life to Live.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the wedding stuff.
I know. So we told Grandma that, and she gave that funny look, like Grandma, like typical. Whatever.
Kill.
So, Tiny, do you want me to? Did you want an ice cream? Cause no. I think I need something to get me on a high. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
How
to clean this out.
So, you're a month behind?
Yeah.
On All My Children?
And One Life to Live, yeah.
Then, did you TVM or what?
Oh, okay. So, I'm going to take it tomorrow.
No, I watch them on YouTube. I just haven't.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God, it's got a lot of hair in it. Oh, crap.
Carrie? So, what are you doing this weekend, April?
What?
What are you doing?
This I'm weekend. Making banners.
Oh,
this weekend?
Ooh, what kind of banners are you making?
I'm making a bunch of wedding stuff, but right now I'm making She's All That.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You can make a banner of the car bomb.
It's like cleaning out a vacuum, then.
What?
You should make a banner of the car bomb.
I have a bunch of scenes about that, except I only grabbed caps of Christina, Ethan, Sunny, Brenda, Robin, Patrick, Carly, etc. I only grabbed that stuff. I did not grab any of you-know-who.
Okay. Okay, she's still on.
That's what I did. Is there like a little brush for this thing? No. Oh. Well, what's this here? Oh my God.
That's a closer shape.
What is this? Oh.
So are you gonna be making banners all weekend?
Part of it.
I don't know what I'm gonna do this weekend. I have church on Sunday.
I think you should make your start your own bunch banner business. Yeah, Dallas. Yeah, Christina even remind me of Jason and Liz too.
Yeah, they're reminding my friend of Nicholas and Emily. She thought they were a total remake of Nick and Emily.
Mistake myself.
But I don't think
I thought Jason and Liz, but that's just me.
I thought of Christina and Ethan, and I didn't see anybody.
Does he remember she's on?
Oh my gosh. I can't even actually say anything in this winter.
Oh. Well, thank God we only be on Monday, you guys. Yay!
Did you say Franco?
Yeah, Franco is only on until, like, Monday.
It was crazy. I was totally sobbing with the Brenda stuff, and you know, spam. But I was sobbing with the Brenda stuff, totally sobbing, and then Franco comes on, and I'm laughing my head off.
It's like a pasta.
Is that from the
church? Donna, I opened that thing. Is that okay? Did Grandma or did Donna get it?
What?
Are you talking about that?
Yeah, what is that?
It's like a pasta thing with chicken in it.
I thought it was like soup.
Oh, no, it's actually good. I don't know if I was supposed to get into it, but I did.
Yeah, did you guys see the salvage scene? Went?
The what?
Oh, Salvage Scene went on a little rant. Jay! Okay, fine.
Oh,
we got more food. Yeah,
I bought fat-free and regular.
Fat-free and okay, did you say the Charlie scene? Like Sean and Carly, is that what you said?
Hello?
Hi!
Hello.
You are hilarious!
Why am I... Was I like... Oh my gosh, did I not meet you guys? Doing all
no,
that?
Yeah, Carly kept you unmuted.
Because sometimes I don't know if I mute myself or not. Like, obviously, at the drive-thru, but... Or that one night on Ally's show or Glee show, radio show or something. No, I had to clean out my dad's razor and it had hair all in it. It was like nearly one of my face. And so I thought maybe I should try my facial hair and see if it actually worked. Oh my gosh.
Where are you going now?
That was a waste of a freaking ice cream. Damn it. Could have had a nice freaking ice cream, man. Maybe I'll just go get some cereal or something for my dinner. I feel like eating anything. This house is not the same without my dad in it.
We are not.
And then my daddy's gonna go get on my phone here in a minute too. What time is it? 8:23.
It's still relatively early.
It's still relatively early. Yeah, it's for some people, you know, I don't like Todd on One Life to Live right now. Because Tomas is Taya's brother and he's not believing that. That's her brother and stuff. And he's acting like a fucking jerk on One Life to Live. You know? Damn. Todd and Taya. Yeah. I mean, Todd. Is it true that Roger Howard's supposed to come back?
I don't know. There are rumors. But this rumors by now. I mean, I don't know Roger Howard.
So what happened on General Hospital? What's happening on General Hospital? Anybody
know?
Oh,
my gosh. It was so good today.
Really? Was it good today?
Well, it was for me. I was sobbing. I haven't sobbed to General Hospital in a long
time.
What happened? Just Brenda.
Oh, got blown up?
Yeah, but it wasn't Brenda. Which is good. It means she's alive. But the person who was blown up is alive, too. Probably.
Who was blown up,
you think?
No, they showed it. She came out from the gurney. It was Famaho. I mean, it was Sam.
Oh, Samho? Is that what you said? Okay. So is that where...
Famaho, yeah.
Samho, is that where Jason thinks that she's dead or something? Is she supposedly dead or something?
Well, he sees her. He sees her on the gurney. So he knows she's on the gurney. But she's apparently not supposed to die. She's just supposed to lose her hearing and get even more whiny.
I can't stand this couple with a passion. They're like the worst couple on the history of any soap opera.
I hate Jason and Sam.
And I've been watching soap for like 25 something years. And I mean, there's never been a couple that I hate. I mean, there's couples that I can get into, but I don't like fast forward through them. I could sit through them or something. You know, I just like with the whole Courtney and Jason thing, I mean, I tolerated them. I just can't stand this couple. I can't even stand fast forwarding them. You know what I mean?
I hate Sam and Jason more than I hate Lucky and Liz and EJ and Sammy, and that's saying a hell of a lot.
it's to the point where they just disgust me. It's like, what is it about this couple that they're going to be forced on our throats? I mean, come on, if it's not working now, it ain't going to work. And it hasn't
been
working.
Yeah, my dad says Jay Sam sounds like a rapper, hip-hop artist.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're just like the worst couple. I can't even stand Jason's name being in a sentence with her. And he's not the same with her. It's like he's so different. It's not the Jason that we all know and love. And as somebody said on ABC Message Board the other day that when he's with, like when he's with other people, like when he's with other, like Robin or Carly or Elizabeth, he's completely different. And there's no way in hell he would have forgiven somebody like that. There is no way in hell that he would just turn around and forgive her.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially not after Robin and AJ.
I know. Come on. Okay, Robin, he couldn't forgive Robin for 10 years for telling the truth. Yeah. He can forgive somebody for watching his own son get kidnapped and for threatening his own family.
Yeah. No.
Okay. What is the... That is not right. I mean, telling the truth, you know, you could forgive something. Forgive that after a while, but you can't forgive somebody for doing that to your own child. There's no way in hell that I would let anybody near my child who ever did that.
Mm-hmm.
I could forget... I don't think I could forgive or forget. You know how they say you could forgive but never forget? I don't think I could do both. Because that's... And for Sam, I mean, if you ask me, they never really talked about it. You know, when they were going to rescue...
No.
Like, when they were going to rescue Dick, she was saying in the car, was she saying, I'm so sorry what I did or something? Is that it? Was that her apology? Oh, come on, Sam.
Something like that. And then she went and rescued Jake, which...
Yeah.
So
that
for
was
everything.
Yeah, that was to make up.
Oh, you guys, this is you. We have 90 seconds.
And that's what Alexa Samfan says on the message board. She says, oh, well, she made up for what else she did by saving Jake the mistake or something.
Jake is not a mistake, you fucking bitch. Alexa Samfan.
You've got to do more. If you're going to sit there and watch my friend that came out my foot, you've got to do more than just
people call it like an OC weak moment, but that's BS.
That was not for Jake's benefit. That saving his life was for her own benefit. She did that, so she'd have to do something that has nothing to save him in a way that has nothing to do with the mob. She has to, I don't know. She'd have to do a lot more than that to save, in my vote, you know, to make up for what she did. Because
mm-hmm.
in my mind, they're making up for that.
Mm-hmm.
She'd have to basically
mm-hmm.
give up her life, if you ask me. She should have got in the crossfire to save him. Now, that would be making it up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
God. And she's been pre-nominated for an award too.
It's a pre-nom.
Yes.
That's a joke.
Oh my gosh!
For
yes.
For what did she get a pre-nom for?
Who knows?
If she were to win, it would be it'd be totally rigged.
Yeah, because she's up against Debbie Morgan and Alicia Manchu, all those people.
There's,
like Ali Sweeney, who has been on there for decades.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but she ain't never going to win anything. I think that Becky should have been at least pre-nominated. But she
Kimberly wasn't either.
Really?
No, Jason Thompson was, but Kimberly was not.
Oh, my God. They had really great scenes back then.
Kimberly!
You are kidding me. Oh, my. You see, even the
Jason tweeted that he couldn't have done it without her. So sweet.
You know what? That just really makes me sick because that really tells me they don't really know. They don't know, even the Emmys now are a joke. They don't even know a good performance is from not great performances. Because Kimberly, she brought
that
on.
You guys hear this? You guys gotta hear this before we go off the air. Kelly Monaco leaving Leno Hospital. This is a casting call. Kelly leaving the new hospital. Rumors about Kelly Monaco leaving the hospital running rampant on the internet after a casting call was recently released by ABC for the role of Sam McCall. Nobody. Kelly Monaco leaving son, who may not.
Is that for real or is that a rumor?
Hello, yeah. There's a rumor going around. But I'm just saying, if Kelly Monaco is leaving, don't let the, dough hit you in the ass.
You know what? Somebody on Facebook said, I went on the GH Facebook page, and they said, if Sam's the best couple ever, and if they were to ever break them up, I would not watch. And I felt like going on there and saying, well, now you know how the liaison fans feel. That's exactly what we did, you know, not by not watching anymore. I felt like saying something like that. But
it makes me so mad
You know, it makes me really upset is that the people that go on these message boards and they start saying things about whatever. And so basically it was okay for Sam to sleep with Rick because she was hurt. But it wasn't okay for Jason to find comfort in a really good friend, like his best friend or whatever.
No, I'm okay.
Yeah, and Lucky and Jason weren't even friends.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's like, they don't, it's like, come on, get your facts straight. I mean, or whatever. And then they think they know the show, and they think they know these characters, and but then people are like, wait a minute, no, you got your facts wrong. You better go get your history straight on the show. Go YouTube these scenes or whatever or something. And it's like, okay, people, you know.
Yeah, because it really annoys me that people or couples that have been around for decades or couple possibilities that have been around for decades get the short end of the stick for couples that have been around
A long time ago, I don't even think Sam would have been. Back in the 80s, I don't even think they would have been a couple. That's not the kind of couples I remember back in the day. I remember couples like Liz and Jason, the good girl and bad girl thing. You know,
in the 90s, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't even think they were in the 90s. You wouldn't have a couple like Sam and Jason because they're too alike. They're too
in the early zeros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the type of Elizabeth and Jason those are the type of couples that what soaps were made of. The staple couples, you know, the girl, bad girl, and what's her name?
Mm-hmm.
What was it that somebody brought over to on one of the shows that Susan Seaford Hayes, she even did an interview with one of the interviewers, and she was talking about Liz and Jason, how that's the staple of the show, is a good girl and bad girl, and they missed the boat with the staple. She was comparing them to Patch and Kayla on Days of Her Life. She was comparing them to I don't know, other
Bo and
couples.
Hope, right?
Yeah, Bo and Hope, and other popular couples, and it's like, yeah, okay. So, you know, if an actor knows. Yeah, and she's coming from a super couple herself. On Days of Her Life from Doug
and
Julie.
Yeah, Doug and Julie. And
that's
it really, really made me happy because she herself is propping Liaison and her character was always propping Lumi.
Yeah.
That just made my day.
I know. And it's like, And, you know, and then Susan, she's just quitting because she doesn't like the way the veterans are treated. Well, I'm glad she did, because then that's going to put a dent, a real big, real big dent in all my children. Without Susan Lucci, they don't have a show. And, you know, Franz is walking a fine line. He's walking a fine line now. Because if Susan Lucci quit, huh?
Oh, she might quit. Okay.
I think she quit. I think Susan Lucci quit. I think that she's not going to resign, or I think she just got tired, or maybe she just missed New York or whatever. But still, I think she was quoted as saying she doesn't like the way that the veteran actors are being treated and stuff. And I don't blame her. And if you lose Susan Lucci, you've lost the head of the show. And that's how I felt about it.
Yeah, she's been on there forever.
Yeah. And that's how I felt about Rebecca Herbst. She's like the head of that show. And even though she hasn't been around long as all the other, like Tony Geary or whatever, but she's been around there as long as, like, you know, Engel, Rademacher, not as long as Steve Burton, but, you know, she's part of a legacy family, and to get rid of part of a legacy family, because she's like the end line. Oh, no, that's Jake. He's like the end of the line for that, for like two legacy families, huh? Right now. Jake's the last. I mean, you think about it. If they were to kill Jake off, then they totally would mess up on really good stories, because that's he's the son of two, like I said, legacy families, the Quartermains and the Hardys and Nevers. And there is so much story to tell for Jake too. Maybe we could already create a super couple with either Emma or Jocelyn. I want Emma and Jocelyn and Jake.
You want what?
I think Carly wants Jocelyn and Jake, and I want Emma and Jake, just because I was a Robin and Jason fan, and they never, you know, kind of never really had it.
Yeah. Well, I really liked the idea of Jake and Molly before they sourced her, but I've always been a bigger Jake and Molly fan.
Oh, yeah, wait.
It would drive Rick and Jason insane.
Oh, my God, wouldn't it? Oh, my God. What do you think about Ethan and Christina? Have you seen their scenes lately together?
Yeah, I'm throwing the ball for them again.
And I like what she said. She's like, I'm going to marry you someday. That was just sweet. I love that scene. Now maybe they could redo a wrong they did with us liaison fans. Maybe they could write a really great story with Ethan and Christina. Maybe that could be their comeback story to when Dinner Hospital was great.
Okay, so this person on Twitter goes, she goes, I'm putting it out there. Before I get in, don't treat me up with saying that Becky or Kelly needs to go, because I will block. All I sent people was, Lego, oh, it's going to be so sad if chemo goes. And I said, you guys, and tell me if I was wrong, because you guys are my girls, and if I was wrong, man, I'm not sorry. I go, one can only hope that chemo really did. She needs to go. And then I was having Dallas with Reality Girl, and I go, Sam is the worst person on the earth. And then I go, I can't stand Sam. I can't stand her. She should have been gone a long time ago. She is not needed on the earth.
So then they're against her. That's what I'm hearing.
I love how she types when she's on, like, when she's on a radio show hosting the show. She always does that. You can hear little fingers typing away.
True. Hey, did you get your ice cream yet?
No, I didn't. No, I'm not going to go.
Why not? Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't want to do that now. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe that I did that. I was going for my parents.
You
want to
do that every day.
What?
People do that every day for their wallet and stuff.
I thought you were going to say something like a typical blonde or something. That's what she said. You do that every day or something.
Well, no, people forget their wallets every day.
Yeah, but do they realize they forgot it
Friday
after they order or before they order?
No, I thought it happened after I ordered. I'm like, I can't pay for this. I got to go.
I know. I could have easily just took off. And you know, the funny thing was is that one time I was in that same drive-thru and I had my tags were expired. And there was, like, I was ordering, and then, lo and behold, a cop was behind me. And I'm like, oh, God, I hope they don't see my expired tags. And I was calling my niece and everything. I'm like, oh, my God, Tawny, what am I going to do? Do you think they'll give me a ticket? I'm, like, right behind in front of a cop, and I have expired tags. And I just kind of, like, I didn't even order. Because they were behind me, I just, like, was waiting for the car in front of me to take off. And so I took off, and then I went back later and I ordered my food. Oh my God, how sad. Are we still on or we're so quiet? Hello, are we still on?
Oh no, we went off streaming about 18 minutes ago.
Really?
Oh, okay. Does anybody on here watch Friends? I think I'm the only one. Yeah, I love
Friends.
I've seen a couple of Friends.
Yeah, Friends. I love Friends. Tonight's supposed to be a good episode, too.
What time is it on?
Like 9 o'clock. I was sitting in the hospital room and was talking to my niece. I go, hey, do you watch the show Being Human? Because she likes vampires, so too, and all that. And she's like, you know, I really don't watch a lot of TV, only when Chris... when they DVR or whatever, and I'm sitting there thinking,
did you hear about Vampire Diaries?
Like, huh?
Did you hear about Vampire Diaries, what Ian tweeted?
What did he tweet?
He said the fact that American Idol viewers are taking from the Vampire Diaries viewers, and the Vampire Diaries might go off air because of that. I couldn't believe it.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Look at American Idol.
Yeah, I really hope that's not true because I cannot believe that I don't think he's lying. I just hope it doesn't happen because I cannot believe that American Idol would take off Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries are on Thursday, right? And American Idol is on Wednesday and Thursday or what?
Yeah, it's usually 2 days, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I haven't watched it in a while, but I think it's usually 2 days.
Vampire Diaries to another night, then. Why don't they move them to, like... But Thursday has been a good spot for them, for these... If they've had Thursday nights ever since they've aired, haven't they? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Maybe they could switch them to, like, Tuesday or something, or Monday. Because Monday, they're not really...
I know, but it really sucks, because... I have to watch online or I can't watch at all, so I don't contribute to viewership.
I know. Well, you know, so basically, American Idol has taken the Vampire Diaries viewers.
Really? Let me find his tweet.
Well, people, if you really love Vampire Diaries, then you wouldn't be going to, I don't even watch American Idol anymore. Not after Simon.
I haven't watched American Idol since, like, the fourth season. It just got so... redundant.
Yeah, it's like, I don't even miss it. I don't even miss
that show.
He said,
is American Idol the death of the Vampire Diaries? Well, viewership apparently says so. Our numbers are so down. If you guys like TBD, you may lose it if we don't tune in. And that was straight from Ian.
Okay, well, now, let's all tweet on the tweet. Let's all tweet that we got to watch Vampire Diaries on Thursday night. So if everybody could, like, Carly, if you could tweet that or something, or we need to say something, you know?
Vampire Diaries is, like, the best show on air nowadays.
I know. That's the only show. Because every other show that I have on my DVR, I wait and watch. I mean, I have 5 weeks worth of shows. Vampire Diaries is the only show that I watch right after it's over. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm watching it, it's so good, the next thing I know, it is over. The hour's over.
Exactly.
It
never fails to surprise.
I know.
Never fails to surprise.
Did you watch it yesterday?
No, I haven't yet. Since I watch online, it doesn't make a difference. I've decided to start watching them on Friday, so I can watch uninterrupted. So I'm watching it tonight.
It's good. I mean, it's even though I don't like Stefan and Elena, I mean, you kind of have to sit through that couple, you know, but...
They're dull, but you can bear
them. Yeah, I know. But it was a good show. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was like... To me, a great show is when you have Jamin and Elena together. They were kind of on it, on the show together, but Catherine was in most of it, too. And I don't want to say anything. Huh?
Last week, you know when Elena stabbed herself?
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad comes in right after she does that and asks me questions at the closet.
Oh, my. Well, actually, this week, something happens to Catherine, and you're like, oh, good. But,
Really? I love Catherine.
I'm not going to give anything away, but she kind of, you think something's going to happen to her, but it doesn't. She's okay. But I know Catherine. I kind of like Catherine with Stefan, you know.
I love them together.
Yeah.
But I also love him with Caroline. But I also love Caroline with Tyler and Matt. So.
Oh, no. Okay. What's happened with Tyler? He wasn't even on it this week.
He ran away with Jules last week.
Is the actor leaving or is he doing something, another project, or is he going to come back? Because now...
I'm sure he's going to come back. I hope.
You're going to like this because something happens with Caroline in there, and what's the new boyfriend's name?
Matt.
What is the blonde? Yeah, Matt. Is it Matt? Yeah,
Matt.
Something kind of happens with that storyline and without giving too much away, you know, he's... Didn't like what
happened.
I
love her with Stefan the most, and then I love her with Tyler right after, but I do adore her with Matt.
Yeah.
Caroline's really hard to choose.
I know, isn't it?
Because she is my favorite character. I mean, with Damon and Elena, it's obvious Damon and Elena, but with Caroline, it's like, I don't know.
I know. I like Caroline.
And then Stefan, too, because I also like him with Kat, so.
With who?
Catherine.
Oh, okay. Me too.
Yeah.
But I think the reason Caroline did what she did because there was a conversation that was happening with all the girls at the house about telling the truth, and you're just, you know, people are the reason people are not telling anything, like her aunt, like Elena's aunt, the reason Elena's aunt is out of the loop of things is because they're trying to protect her. But now Alec is, like, thinking maybe he should tell her what's going on because, you know.
Yeah, he should tell her. I don't want them to break up.
Yeah, because maybe he thinks, because he told Elena that I need to break up with her because I hate keeping the secret from her. But he goes up to you, Elena, and Elena's thinking maybe she should know because the more that she doesn't know, the more danger that she's in or something. And so... You know, and that came up, and then her sister, her aunt, they were having a conversation, and her aunt was saying, you know, not knowing the truth, you know, is not good. You need to tell the people the truth because you're not really protecting them or something like that if you don't tell them the truth. So she kind of put that in their minds and everything about the truth, about, you know, and stuff. So I like that. It wasn't really a shocker, the ending, but somebody's come back to the show that we haven't seen in a while. So, yeah. And I don't know. I don't know.
Rose is dead. It can't be her.
She's been talked about
Mason's
a lot.
Mason's dead. It can't be him. Is it Klaus? Did he come?
No, Klaus. It's somebody that's been on the show, and she's related to somebody, or he's related to somebody, and she's or he's back.
Is it John? Tom Gilbert? Because he was on last week.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a hint. It's a female.
What's wrong?
It's a female.
A female.
Yeah, it's a female.
Oh, is it that witch friend of Kat's who turned out to be related to Bonnie?
No, it's another female.
No.
She was on it. She was, she was with, she's like, if I tell you who she's related to, you're going to guess who it is. She's related to Elena.
Oh, the mom.
Yeah, the mom.
Oh, okay.
She's
okay.
A good doctor, but I don't know what she's back for. I don't know.
Isabel's probably back for.
Yeah, Isabel. She's back for something. Maybe to protect Elena. Who knows?
Maybe to pretend to protect her. And
yeah, maybe to pretend to protect her.
Voice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't like her father, though. I don't like him.
He's a jerk. I'm mad
he
at him for trying to kill Damon.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm worried about Alaric now because basically Elena's father told him, I better get that ring back. And he gives him back the ring, and now Alaric is not protected.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that was a fake ring and the dude didn't know a difference.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Alaric needs protection.
You know, though, now when you watch vampire movies and stuff, now vampires could go in the daytime and stuff. Like on that one Being Human show that I watched, the vampire
mm-hmm.
actually walks in the day and he eats regular food. He doesn't do the blood thing anymore. He kind of got detoxed from the, you know, he was going through a detox with that. And now he's like, he drinks coffee, he drinks tea, he drinks like whatever. He just doesn't drink blood. And he eats like regular, like human being. So I guess vampires are evolving into like being regular people or something. Like they walk in the day or something.
It must be after the whole Twilight thing. Probably.
Yeah, I know. Because back in the day when you watch vampire movies, they can never be in the daylight, you know, or
yeah, because they burn.
Yeah, because they burn or whatever. But
this is why they have those rings on Vampire Diaries. Yeah,
I know. Or like, what's that? Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel. He couldn't go in the daylight, and he was able to because I think. Something happened to where he was able to go in the daylight. I forgot. Or what's that one movie? That one movie with Kate Beckinsale, The Underworld? She couldn't go out in the daylight either until the last movie. And the last movie that she was in when she was fighting the werewolves and she drank the blood of the old vampire and it gave her the power, his blood. She was able to go in the daylight or whatever. So that was his kind of power that he gave her or something.
Oh.
I think so. I love vampires.
I was never really fond of them until I read Twilight. And then I was less fond of them after I read Twilight.
Really?
I got over Twilight. After I got over Twilight, yeah.
I know.
And,
I'm kind of...
I liked him again after Vampire Diaries, obviously.
I know. I think I did. I don't really know what made me got into vampires. I just was reading novels of vampires, and I've always kind of liked the fascination with, like, the movies. Like, I think I really fell in love with vampires after the Queen of the Damned movie, you know, and which I really liked, and so I've kind of been fascinated with it ever since. And those are the kind of novels I only read right now. I'm into vampires. So, I don't know. I just like, I don't like the mean vampires. Well, maybe Damon's an exception, but he's kind of nice. Underneath
he's
it all, there's
funny.
A huge, yeah,
he's secretly
funny.
Sweet. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And so that's he is that type of a vampire. I mean, even, you know, mean, but underneath it all, just hurt and, you know, and just misunderstood, you know. So that's all he is, really. He's just a misunderstood vampire.
Yeah.
And he just misses his human side. Yeah. He's very misunderstood.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you know, Stefan was evil, was more worse than Damon when they go to the flashbacks.
I know. So you wonder why Stefan's always the one getting all this good praise when he was more evil than Damon.
Stefan is like, he was so much worse when he was evil and whatever. Wonder what changed him, though.
Well, Stefan, I guess. You saw last week, so, right?
Yeah, well, I kind of fast-forward through a lot of it. What made him change?
Lexi.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And then Stefan's was saying something about Lexi to Damon or something, saying you should listen to her or something. And oh, yeah, Lexi died, though, didn't she, like, last year or something, right?
Yeah, Damon killed her.
Oh, fucking Damon, damn it. Okay.
I know, I liked her.
David.
But I can't hate Damon, though. I mean, even when he, like, tried to kill Jeremy, I can't hate Damon.
Oh, no, me neither, yeah. I mean, and then we had to think about, after that, did he really know if he knew that Jeremy had the ring on or not? You know, even Elena.
I think he did. I mean,
do you think he didn't know?
I think he did, yeah.
I don't think that Damon would have been that mean enough to kill the woman he loves brother like that. I mean, come on, Damon's not. It's just the way that he's so multi-layered that I don't think he's that evil to kill the love of his life. Well, I think of Elena as the love of his life. I don't care about Catherine because Catherine never really loved her and loved him. I mean,
no, Catherine's the love of Stefan's life.
I know.
Yeah.
She even said that. She was even saying that to him something about that last night, and he. I guess they were talking about.
Well, I know
about,
she's wanted him like since she came back.
When they were talking about that last night, and I was like. I was like, okay, Catherine, you would prefer Stefan over Damon?
I know. Elena and Catherine and all these people wanting him over Damon. And you're like, what are you thinking?
I know. Damon is, there's no choice. It's Damon or nothing, you know. I even love the name Damon, man, Stefan. You know, I love that name. Yeah, did you hear about the author of the series of the book? She got fired.
Yeah, she got fired because she wanted to go with Delana.
Yeah, Damon and Delana.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she even blogged about it and confirmed it.
Oh, my God. And I guess she was also saying that.
The company wants to go with Delana. It is so frozen.
Oh, my God. Well, at least with TV shows, they don't really have to go the way of the book. They could do whatever they want, you know.
Yeah, you definitely hope so.
Just like on the one show, True Blood, which I like to watch too in the summertime, they kind of like go from the book, but they've deviated quite a bit from the book too, you know. So, and they had a panel at the Comic-Con, and the creator of that was even saying that it's hard to do a show based on a book because you're talking about an hour show and you're talking about a whole book, and you can't really be about the book. You have to deviate away from the book, and which I like that.
Because
that's what I'm hoping that they do with Vampire Diaries. They don't have to have Stefan and Elena together, you know? Because
the fact that Ian and Nina have freaking amazing chemistry.
I know.
I really don't think they would pass that up.
I know, and even the, what was I going to say? I mean, a lot of people don't even read the book. And I don't even read the book.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I heard the book suck compared to the TV show.
Yeah, and I think that's why a lot of people that create them into TV shows know that not a lot of people actually read the books or whatever. And so
well,
they have
Damon and Bonnie together and Stefan and Elena.
Yeah, Damon and Bonnie are together instead. And but no, in the TV series, Bonnie and Jeremy are together,
Jeremy,
which I
yeah.
really love. Oh my God, I really love them. They're next.
I have tried. I cannot get into them though. I have tried like really hard, but I love Bonnie and I love Jeremy. I just can't get into them together. Well, I really, really loved Jeremy with Anna.
Which one is I
loved
just,
those two.
I couldn't get into Anna and Jeremy.
Really?
I could not get into Anna and Jeremy. I don't know why. I don't know. I tried. Like, you're trying to do it, Bonnie, and, but at least with
Yeah,
Bonnie,
yeah. I mean,
them,
I don't even know why I'm not into them either. They don't gross me out. They don't bore me. I just
at least
can't get into them.
At least we don't hate them like we hate Sam and Jason, you know what I mean? We could
tolerate.
Yeah, yeah. We could tolerate watching because it's not like you don't hate. It's not like you don't, because you hate Sam, period. It's not like you don't, it's not like you hate Bonnie or Jeremy. You like them, you
no,
know.
No, exactly, because I love Bonnie and I love Jeremy.
Yeah, so you could tolerate watching him or her with Jeremy, you know, so.
Yeah,
I was
also disappointed, though, because I, you know, until he turned out to be like this jerk face or whatever. I still want her with Luca. I can't get over that.
You don't want Bonnie with you?
No, I do. I want her with Luca, even though he's a
oh,
jerk.
Oh, you okay? Well, okay. You'll have to watch it, but I don't want to give that away. You're gonna have to watch what happens there.
No,
so.
It's okay. I know. He's a jerk because of his dad mostly, but I can't.
Yeah,
I've tried. I cannot get past liking them though. And then I'm Pretty Little Liars. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Is it the Anna and Jeremy? I don't know. I tried to like them. I mean, it's not like I hated them. I tolerated watching them, but.
No, you just couldn't get into them. I get that.
Yeah, I mean, because I think in the back of my mind, there was no even a hint of Bonnie and Jeremy. I don't know. I didn't even like him with Vicky either. I guess I was just waiting for the right person. And when I saw Bonnie,
I didn't really like
Vicky,
though. She didn't know what she wanted.
I know. Yeah. And the girl that plays Vicky, she's going to be in a Hallmark movie with Sad Luck and Bill from Y&R. And, yeah.
That's cool.
I know, yeah. And do you know
have you seen Pretty Little Liars, though?
I have not seen that. I've heard about it. Is it really good?
I love it, but I really hate the fact that every single couple, Spencer and Hannah have, I like. I can't even choose between them because I love every single couple they have. Separately, like Spencer and Ren, Spencer and Alex, Spencer and Toby, and Hannah and Lucas, Hannah and Sean, Hannah and Hannah and the other dude. I just can't stop liking their couples, which is annoying because I want to choose one.
Hello? Hello?
Well, who are you talking to just now, Grandma?
I'm here.
Okay, no, I thought we got kicked off.
No, I usually hear that loud noise when I get kicked off.
Oh. I know. Joe, you still here?
Oh, man, but Carly, I got to tell you, did you watch Jennifer and Jack and Jennifer?
What?
Did you watch Jack and Jennifer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was making a lot of banners of them yesterday, and I was missing them so much just from the banners. It was crazy.
I love Zach. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I love Dr. Miller.
And then I heard that they're putting, like, or something about somebody liking Daniel and Jennifer, and I'm like, what?
You know, okay, don't kill me. I just got unfollowed. Someone unfollowed me.
Who unfollowed you?
I don't know. I can't tell. Cherry, are you still here?
You can always go to that who unfollowed me thing if you want to know.
What?
The who unfollowed me thing?
Yeah, someone unfollowed me.
No, I know, but if you want to know, you can always go to that who unfollowed me thing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry, are you here?
That was the first time that ever happened.
Hello?
Did you go?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You were here, then you...
So I was talking to Tanya. We're going to do shifts tomorrow because she's going to go at 12:30 to the house, and then I'm going to go at 5:30 because my sister's doing something and my mom's not going to be around and Tammy's going to be at the salon. So we're just going to take shifts so to make sure it gets fed or something. So what were we talking about?
I went up to 500. I was up to 500 followers, and now I'm down to 449.
Oh, shit.
It might have just been a spammer who followed you.
You lost like 50 people, and what? How many? And what? When? How long? How? What was the?
One day I lost 15 people when I was just going off on Sam. One day.
One of my closest friends today, she's like, I was going off on Sam again, and she's like, do I have to unfollow you until you stop? And I'm like, I'm just going to bash her acting because I don't think she can act. So she hasn't followed me. And she'll follow me again later because that's what she does. I can't help it, though. I don't think Kelly can act. I'm going to tweet about that.
What is it about her that people, that Franz and everybody seems to love? What is it about her that people like? I don't get it.
I don't either, and it's not because I hate Sam. I said that over and over to her. It's not because I hate Sam. Obviously I hate Sam, but it's not because I hate Sam. Because I hate Kate on Days of Our Lives, and I think Lauren Coslow can act.
Oh, yeah.
I hate Marty on One Life to Live, and I think Susan Haskell can act, so it's not about that.
Yeah. It's because of. And you know why I hate her, too?
Because she can't act.
It's because now I'm like, even though I never had anything against Kelly Monick, I liked her more Charles. But because it's become such a political agenda thing now, and they love this actress, and they think she's, like, the best thing since sliced bread. And that's what's putting a bitter taste in my mouth towards her now, because I can't stand this. I mean, if not, where would she be? Where would she be?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my God, Jerry, go off.
Oh, dang it. Okay, well, I guess I could finish your sentence. Where would she be without Franz? Nowhere.
Well, yeah. That is weird. Okay, well, you going to come on Monday night?
I think so. I cannot promise.
Okay. Talk to you then.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye.